Stop viewing yourself less because you're much more than that. This is Natty Ander from the podcast Scruffy the Deep Thinking Cat, and I'm your hostess, Natty Ander, where happiness is found within. So listen, I know there are some people out there who really, really, really need to work on their self-esteem, especially in their own image of themselves. And so, one of the things I want to say is, stop viewing yourself less, okay? You are a lot more valuable than you think you are. You are a lot more talented than you actually think you are. Too many people... I appreciate their compliments, I really do. But then they would try to lower themselves. Stop that. You're cool too. Of course, thank you for the compliment, but... you're a cool person too. You have a lot more other skills that I'm probably not aware of. Because if you do view yourself a lot less, then you're selling yourself short. That's really not necessary. It's not going to get you anywhere, is it? And if you don't know that, yeah, it really, really limits you on your greatest potential. As well as... speak up your needs. Goodness me. Needs are needs for a reason. Just stop people pleasing. If you have your needs, if you have your limits, speak up. Don't try to toughen it out. Don't try to sweep underneath the rug. You're not going to be happy by doing that. And I understand it takes practice. It takes a lot of practice, but... when you get there, you will get there. Just know you're a lot more valuable than you think. Like, for example, if you need to use the restroom, but there's someone else that's taking a shower in there, kick them out. If they're going to yell at you, doesn't matter. You need to go to the bathroom. Go. Shower time can wait. That's just an example. So speak up. Say your needs. Your needs are very, for real. Needs are important. Needs are there for a reason. And it's always important to respect your boundaries. It's always a very respectful thing to do for yourself as well. And also, who cares what others think about you? Listen, if you don't feel comfortable being yourself, then... you're not going to be happy. If you're pretending to be someone who you're not, people can't really like you for who you are. I played that game before. It stinks. It's no fun. I mean, it's nice to be polite. It's nice to work on yourself. To always work on your setbacks. True. But if you're worried of some total stranger or even your friends or family thinking that you're weird or just not supporting you for who you are, who cares? You're happy. You're not in this earth to please anyone else. The only person you are here to please is yourself. You will only please yourself. And when you do, then you're going to live a happier life. Because when you get older, think about it. If you look back in your life, what are you going to say to yourself? If you be who you are, you think you're going to regret it? Let me tell you the answer right now. No. No, 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 no. You won't. Trust me. But as you get older... pretending to be someone who you're not, it gets tiring. It really does. Stick to who you are. Stick to who you were born to be with, regardless what anyone else thinks. And so that is my today's message, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.